Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3 of 40 Ounces of Boy. We officially have a name.
Yeah, it's a real podcast now.
40 Ounces of Boy, drink it up, suckers.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about this episode, Joe?
We're going to talk about a lot of things.
We're going to talk about Brandon being on Skype with us. Isn't that right, Brandon?
What's up, everybody? I'm in Cincinnati. Coming to you live from my bathroom where I have some quiet and privacy and a six pack of Modelo.
All right, well, we're glad to have you. Brandon is an honorary member here. He'll be an occasional third member of the podcast. He also helped out a lot with building the website and everything. So
he'll be more of a behind the scenes type guy.
Yeah, but and we'll have him on there every once in a while. But, well, James, you got anything newsworthy this week you've heard or anything like that? In the world of horror?
Let's see here. In the world of horror. Code Red just... Not Code Red, sorry. Good backup. well, no, actually, Code Red Video is releasing a Nightmare 2-pack DVD. It was an 80s slasher that never quite made it to DVD. But it's coming out soon. And along with that, that DVD, Mondo Tees, I don't know if you know that website, Mondo Tees, they also do, like, artwork and posters. They're releasing their own line of videos, and they're releasing the VHS of the classic Sledgehammer.
Hmm. They released the cover art for the new Walking Dead novel.
It's going to be a trilogy.
It's going to be three different novels about called The Rise of the Governor, and it's going to be about the backstory of
I always wondered how sick the governor was. I mean, Grant, we're talking about the comic book here. For those of you who just watched the show, stay tuned to season 2. We'll talk more about the governor, but I'm not really spoiling anything. But the governor's a sick fuck. Yeah. I mean, in the comics, every time he went back to his apartment and watched TV,
yeah,
he always had all those heads in jars.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll find out.
Yeah. Why he spoiler them. Alert.
Yeah.
And Brandon hasn't read them at all.
Oh, whatever. I'm not ruining anything.
Yeah, thanks, sir, James. I appreciate that, buddy.
No problem. You'll love it when you see it in the show.
Yeah, so,
all right. I just need to get super trash tonight, so I forget all about that.
Big Modelo is a great beer, man.
Yeah, well,
I wish I had some.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic.
What is it?
It's Modelo. I'm drinking it in cans. I got a six pack.
Modelo.
Yeah. Modelo Especial.
Is that a regional beer? Or?
It's Mexico's finest. Well, the kind of I'd say it's Mexico's finest
beer. One of Mexico's finest canned beers.
Yeah. Well, me and James, we're sticking to the High Life again this evening.
There you go.
That's the cheap stuff. But
we're going to get sponsored one of these days.
Maybe next week I'll splurge for something, you know, like Budweiser or something.
Keeping the show extra classy.
Yeah, but
Cowboys and Budweiser.
Well, James, you watch anything lately? Any good movies you've caught?
I just posted this on the website too. Tobe Hooper's Funhouse is actually on the Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I checked that out. That's a great movie. Oh, speaking of that being on the instant queue, Arrow Films just released a special edition of that on Blu-ray. And Arrow Films is like the British version of Blue Underground here in the U.S., so they release a lot of like cult films and stuff like that. But Arrow Films also released a Dawn of the Dead special edition and a Day of the Dead special edition. But, I think you need a region 2 Blu-ray player to watch.
Yeah.
But it's cool nonetheless.
That's cool. I've watched a couple things. I saw Burnt Offerings.
Sticking with the haunted house theme.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought I'd catch it.
Not Inside, but Insidious.
Yeah, it's been on my queue for a while.
What'd you think?
I liked it. It was a kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
Made back in 76.
I forgot that Karen Black was in
it. Yeah, Karen Black. Burgess Meredith.
I love me some Burgess
Meredith. Yeah, there you go. It was kind of like The Shining in a way, a little bit. You can tell it was inspired like The Shining and Amityville Horror and Phantasm. Speaking of Phantasm, it was actually shot in the same house that the Phantasm was shot. The
first house?
No, the funeral home.
The funeral home for the first movie?
Yeah, I believe so.
No shit.
Yeah, I read something about that.
I just had the
funeral. So you guys keep me informed.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a pretty good movie. It's based on a movie. Or a book, I mean. So, but yeah, I kind of liked it. And I also watched another French film, La Horde. the
as I call it, Le Horrible.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't like it. The accents were so bad, and that drug dealer guy was like, give me the coke.
Yeah, but
just give me the cock.
You're not French.
Give me the cock.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not French, so how do you know what accents sound like?
Damn right, I'm not French.
You know what? The funny thing about it is it kind of reminded me of Left 4 Dead. It was like these four people were trying to survive running through like an abandoned apartment building.
Yeah, except for that one chick does all kinds of badass karate. It was like,
yeah.
What's up with that racist guy with that big heavy machine gun, like, tearing everybody down?
It did have some random parts in it, but I didn't think it was horrible. Not a whole lot of zombie action, except for a few scenes, but, it's worth checking out.
I guess Joe Bob Briggs has said there's a lot of zombie foo in that movie. A lot of hand-to-hand combat going on.
I don't know. Brandon, you watch anything?
Well, honestly, like, there's a lot of good shit on Netflix right now as far as real-life documentaries are concerned about some of the world's serial killers, and my wife and I have watched a lot of those lately, and it's just, you know, some stuff to supplement the sick bastards out there who are really into horror. I know they're into that kind of stuff, too. Just, you know, curiosity.
Huh.
So there's a lot of, you guys ought to check it out. Just get on there and look up. There's all kinds of documentaries on there, but...
Speaking of documentaries on Netflix, I watched one that was really fucking disturbing, and it was about this serial killer. I think it was in Maine. It was like in Rhode Island, and it's called Cropsey.
Oh yeah.
Did you watch that one?
No, I haven't yet, but I've heard of it.
Dude, it has some of the most disturbing images I've ever seen in my entire life, and they're still like burned into my head.
Well, you know, you see where a lot of the horror movie, you know, the writers and directors get the stuff. You know, they get it from somewhere. And a lot of times it comes from real life, crazy enough.
That's horrible.
I'm going to have to look into that. So that's about it for stuff we've seen. You want to get into this week's discussion?
Yeah. All right, so this week's discussion, on the past couple months, it's kind of been building up on different websites, people talking about it, but I've always really noticed it going to horror conventions, that never really left or, like, you know, came out of style, I guess, and that's VHS tapes. Horror VHS tapes.
VHS tapes. Yeah, I went through a phase where I bought a bunch of VHS
But, like, the VHS 80s tapes. Were great for VHS. I mean, when, like, the 80s came around, you know, you know what sucks? It's barely a generation ago when, like, video stores were, like, kind of like churches to horror fans. You could go in there and you could find out about anything you wanted, stuff you've never even heard about.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing in the 80s, too, is the box cover art was so...
awesome.
It was, it stood out so much because the movies are such crap that they had to get you with the cover art, you know, and that's before we had the internet, so nobody knew what anything was about.
Yeah, I wish DVDs did that nowadays where they had great cover art. Because when you went to the video store, you were looking at all these videos, and the first thing that popped out at you was the cover art.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know... It's funny, because it makes you wonder how so much crap came out, you know? Well, like, you know, I was reading up on it, and I guess, you know, when VHS first came out, like, to buy a tape for a video store, they would have to pay, like, $150.
You know, it's funny you brought that up, because one time, we actually lost a VHS tape, and I think maybe it was something I rented, and either I lost or Chris broke it or something. But it ended up they asked us for like $180 is how much it cost. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like I read that they would charge anywhere from like $75 to $150 for a new tape. So so I guess video stores would go in and go after the independent studios that weren't charging that much. And that's where we get a lot of, you know, crap and a lot of
gems
too. Yeah, too. Like I Spit on Your Grave was one.
That had awesome cover art.
Yeah, I remember the store I went to when I was a kid. It's called Tanks. Tanks Video. They had a sticker right on the cover over her ass to cover it up.
And they have, like, the sticker that said horror and drama and comedy and stuff like that, and they put them on the front of the video.
I don't remember what it looked like. It was, like, I think it just said Tanks Video on it.
You know, when I remember that, like, home video exploded in the 80s, it seemed like... And all these mom-and-pop video stores appeared overnight, like every strip mall and, like, you know, like every corner, even, like, in grocery stores. I remember D. Rose Video off Washington Street. There was a video update. Remember Boardwalk video?
No, I don't remember Boardwalk.
I think Boardwalk, it was off Washington Street right by 465. But I remember some gas stations having a small selection of VHS tapes.
Yeah. I used to go to Tanks, and we had a D-Rose, and there was a place called Movie Gallery. We used to even go to the Marsh store had, the grocery store had videotapes.
I think Marsh had the little tags you pull off in front of them.
Yeah, yeah, that was the thing, like, you would take, like, a little tag off the shelf and take it up to him.
Yeah.
And half the time, like, that was before, or that was after you had to just take the box cover up there.
Yeah.
And they would still be out there whether the movie was in or not. So you had to keep taking it back up to the front to see if they actually had the movie in.
Most of the time, choosing a horror flick was based on nothing more than just, like, word of mouth through friends or, you know, a small description on the back of the box or if nothing else, the fantastic cover art, which very much lacks in all the DVDs.
Yeah. I mean, it was all, like, cartoony and it was drawn and...
It was badass is what it was.
Yeah,
A lot of the 80s covers that I remember was, like, Invasion of the Blood Farmers, The Alien Dead, blowing up,
getting a phone call.
Time is money. Probably. Was I saying, The Alien Dead, fucking Shockwaves, Driller Killer, The Unforgettable Zombie, Fulci's Zombie.
I do remember Fulci's Zombie, but you're referencing a lot of random stuff.
Well, look this up. Look up Cannibal Holocaust, SS Experiment Camp, and then what Chad said, I Spit on Your Grave. You see these boxes that, like, they'd be on the shelf and they would just scream out to you. Something that's very much lost on our generation.
You know,
illegal downloads and message boards.
You know one that always comes back to me, I think of, and Brandon knows which one I'm talking about.
Oh, Ghoulies?
Ghoulies. With the Ghoulies sticking out of the toilet?
Yeah, dude, seriously, when I was a child, Ghoulies caused me to not actually sit down on the shitter for a long time. Like, I would hover over the toilet. This is not a joke, it sounds really funny. But for, like, most of when I was, like, a 6, 7, 8-year-old, after seeing that cover, it just freaked me out. I'd go in there.
Oh, I felt the same way, yeah.
I had a thing with the toilet for a while, honestly.
But you also remember with, like, VHS stores. That just highlights awesome. But, like, yeah, with video shops like that, they also had, special rooms decorated like castles and graveyards, and, like, video shops became, you know, like, really theatrical with, like, cardboard cutouts.
Oh, the cutouts, yeah. They,
oh, yeah.
We, my stepdad brought home a big, giant cardboard cutout of Cocktail with Tom Cruise on it.
Oh, man. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it was before he was nuts. But, that was a good one.
You guys know me, I mean, I'm a big proponent of technology, but that's one of the areas that really kind of pisses me off, is because that's why we don't have that cover art and that kind of marketing anymore, is because technology has just become so accessible to everyone. And those covers that used to be, you know, paintings done by actual artists, and now it's just with the Photoshop and the digital world,
Yeah.
It's a totally different ballgame, and we've seen stuff like record albums. You know, a lot of art and a lot of money used to go into the artwork on those, and because, it just doesn't anymore.
Yeah, because that's what got you to watch that movie or listen to that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
horror fans are like, we like, even though, like, the physical medium's kind of going in the style to be able to, like, hold on to something and have it where everything's, like, digital. That's why VHS has stayed around, because people love to have those collector tapes, like the not the paper VHS tapes, but like the clamshell, like hardback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a bunch of those, don't you, James?
Yeah, I do. I'm slowly working on it. Another thing I found out though is I was rewatching my Return of the Living Dead VHS. A lot of those came uncut and unedited. A lot of those VHS tapes are better than
really?
The DVDs that came out. Yeah. Huh. There was like an extra 10 minutes of dialogue that I had no idea where it came from.
And they don't even like advertise it as like being unrated.
No, it was advertised as Return of the Living Dead. But most of the time it came uncut and with a bunch of additional scenes put into it.
So yeah, and then you see that's what DVDs do now. They release 8 different versions because, you know, that's 30 seconds here or there. I mean, look at Evil Dead. How many versions of the Evil Dead are on DVD? It's ridiculous.
Too many.
Yeah. But yeah,
That's another video I always remember at the video store was Evil Dead 2.
The giant skull.
Yeah. Just a skull, man. That was iconic.
Yeah,
that was one of those videos that I didn't want to make eye contact when I walked by.
That skull giving you the evil horse eye.
And that brings us to another point, is like a lot of times the cover art had nothing to do with the movie itself.
That's true. I got you to watch the movie.
I was like, where the fuck is that skull?
Yeah, like, okay, remember Return to Horror High? It had the skeleton cheerleader. That skeleton cheerleader.
George Clooney in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Old school Clooney. But there's no skeleton cheerleader in that movie.
It's awesome.
It's a good movie. But...
Actually,
George Clooney's in that?
Yeah, George Clooney.
Yeah.
Is that before or after he was Booker on Roseanne?
I think it was before.
Was it? Okay.
But that Return to Horror High poster was going for like $100. That convention.
Oh yeah. I think that George Clooney in Return to Horror High was even before he played in his stint on Facts of Life.
Oh, it was that long ago. See, look at Chad busting out the really old Facts of Life reference. I tried to be cool with Roseanne.
No, it's just a really old George Clooney reference.
I hope we have some younger listeners out there who just don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Like, who is this George Clooney? What is the Facts of Life?
What is this VHS?
That's true. We could always go old school and talk about Betamax, but I don't even
remember. Laserdisc.
Yeah, I remember Laserdisc. I don't remember Betamax that well.
I vaguely remember Betamax.
I remember my cousin had True Lies on the Laserdisc.
That's awesome.
That lasted about a year or two. But,
Well, you know, let's go back to the cover art a little bit. What was so great about the cover art was because of how graphic it was, but overseas in Britain, that got banned.
Oh, yeah, the video nasties.
Yeah. For the whole 80s, well, not for the whole 80s. It was, it was in the early 80s, the Video Recording Act, people call it like the VRA. It was, it gripped the whole nation, the whole video nasties era. It banned the majority of great films just based on cover art alone. Films became judged, like, just by their covers.
Sounds like you're reading that. Yeah. That's why.
Nobody likes a cheater, James.
Sounds like it happened in France. Bunch of wussies.
Yeah. I eat freedom fries, by the way.
James, you know what the French call les incompetents.
The only time the French get their hands dirty is when they run their hands through their hair.
Oh. Burn. Alright, I hope we don't have any French listeners.
America.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out if we do.
For the record, I don't feel that way.
Hey, yeah, everybody, let James know how you feel on, follow us at Twitter, 40 Houses of Horror. On Twitter, let's hear about it.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting right now.
I put that out there. I won't be able to understand him because I don't speak the King's English. We're just a bunch of lays and days.
Wait a minute. This is getting way off base.
I'm just saying.
Alright, so, I don't know, what else do you remember, like, what's some, here, how about this question, what is the first VHS tape that you remember getting, like, owning?
My Bloody Valentine.
Really?
Yeah.
Not your first horror, but your first overall?
Oh, first overall? I think it was Bloodsport. I think my first VHS thing was Bloodsport.
That's a good one. That works. What about you, Bram?
If you guys can't even guess this, you guys don't even know me.
Back to the Future. Yeah.
That's right, man. Back to the Future, like, as soon as it came out.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. I think my first videotape overall is probably Batman. The first Tim Burton one. And then my first horror movie on VHS is probably Phantasm.
Nice.
Yeah, very first Phantasm. Oh, maybe I had the second one first. Because I think me and Brandon watched it in the middle of the night one time and it freaked us out, so I got the second one.
You know what freaked me out the most in that movie is when Reggie's downstairs in the crematorium and he's got his shotgun out, and one of those gravedigger guys comes from under the stairs and they get in this big fight. And he knocks a shotgun out of his hand. Reggie pulls out his chainsaw. He's like, come get some, motherfucker. And that guy pulls out that huge chainsaw with, like, that 40-inch bar.
No. I remember seeing... I remember a scene where the kid is running around with like a pig mask on or something.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the third one.
Is that the third one?
Yeah. Is that the third one?
Yeah. I remember seeing that and it freaked me out. My bad. I apologize.
What are some what are some VHS movies that haven't come out on DVD yet that you want to see?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. The Video Dead, I don't think, is out on DVD yet.
No, I don't think it's official yet.
No.
I have the bootleg.
And Necronomicon, H.P. Lovecraft's Book of the Dead. I don't think that's out on DVD yet. It's been a long time since I watched that. You got anything?
I got a couple. The Making of Michael Jackson's Thriller. You remember that, the VHS?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
It was awesome. It was like a documentary. Had John Landis. They talked about it before he went crazy. And
I never saw that.
Rick Baker was doing all the effects for the werewolf and stuff like that. There's also Rituals. Rituals is a Canadian film. It's kind of like a survival horror. But they said for the longest time it was going to be released. But I looked up online and said Code Red might be releasing it. So hopefully we get to see that play. Two more that I want on DVD. One of them is Death Ship, a Nazi-esque movie.
You come up with some obscure-ass shit that I have never heard of.
Dude, I was a total, like, monster movie cinephile. That's all I knew was watch movies. And then The People Who Own the Dark by Paul Naschy.
I haven't really gotten into the whole Paul Naschy stuff yet.
We'll have to do a podcast track.
How am I going to do a podcast if I know nothing about it?
Yeah, I will just give you the films and we'll just have a week-long marathon. Or I'll just make you watch.
I'll try to watch them.
I'll lock you in here with, like, burritos. And
I don't know. I have issues with a lot of older stuff. Like,
you can't watch them.
I don't know. Like, black and white movies give me anxiety.
I try to get you to sit down and watch certain
some
movies.
Some of them I can watch, but I don't know. It just depends.
Like, I try to get you to watch Mario Bava's Black Sunday. And you're like, what the fuck? Is this like an art film? What is that? It's like something like South Park. Like, this is an art film. It's just two gay guys eating pudding.
I have to be in the right kind of mood to watch those older kind of stuff. I don't know. Anything before the 80s, I kind of have to prepare my mind for.
The 80s was the greatest decade in horror.
There are some 70s stuff that's cool, you know, but I just, I have a hard time getting in the mode for some of that really old stuff. There are some older stuff. You know what old movie I actually, like, sat down and watched and really liked was the original Fly.
Really?
Yeah, like the old Vincent Price. Yeah, like, I don't know.
There you go.
I really like that. But,
it's pretty good. I've never seen it. That's one of the movies that I still have to see. I was scarred, you know, watching the remake as a 4-year-old or whatever it was.
Yeah, Cronenberg's version is much, much more gory
and graphic.
Sick.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. The original,
it's got great effects.
The original Fly is just cheesy Vincent Price. Like,
anything that Vincent Price touches is golden.
Yeah, but I mean, it still had, you know, an interesting, like, atmosphere to it. But I mean, I didn't think it was scary in any way.
Yeah.
The ending was cool.
Yeah.
But,
Cronenberg definitely did take it off the top.
But,
Jeff Goldblum. That's pretty messed up, too. Brandon, is there any, VHS tapes that you remember renting as a kid or watching that you'd want to see on DVD that you can think of?
You know, I really can. You guys know my taste. I'm into, you know, just some classic horror movies. And just to touch on Chad's problem with some movies that came out from before we were born. I feel that way with a lot of movies across the board. There aren't a lot of movies that came out in the 70s that I, you know, there a lot of the stuff that came out in the 80s, it still holds up today, and I don't feel that way about movies that came out in the 70s.
Yeah.
They just feel too old. Like, probably the only movie that I really feel was awesome in the 70s was The Exorcist. I mean, that movie was scary as hell, and it was awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Dick Smith did amazing makeup in that.
The 70s did have a few hidden. I mean, you got the first Halloween was, what, like 79 or something like that, 78? Yeah.
May as well be the 80s.
Yeah,
just think of classic movies like the Hammer horror films and stuff like that. It's all about, like, lush interiors and exteriors. Like, it's all about, I don't know, comparing those films in the past and comparing films that come out now, it's so different. It's like comparing, like, when people did charcoal drawings to being able to do, like, Photoshop now on the computer. Like, seriously, it's like what they had to work with and what they created is what like, you can compare now.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of old stuff you can watch on Netflix, too. We watched, a couple weeks ago, we watched Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Dude, that's one of the sequels that I think is better than the original.
I agree. I think that, yeah, Bride of Frankenstein is way better than the first one.
Yeah, Elsa Lancaster, who played the bride, did a fantastic job.
See, that's another old movie that I just can't get
to. Chad right now is shaking his head. He's like, I can't do this.
We gotta talk Chad into doing a few shots and sitting down.
Dude, if I do a few shots and sit down to watch TV, I'll go to sleep. I mean, I like Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, but who doesn't like Young Frankenstein?
Oh, man. But, I mean, yeah, going back to 70s stuff, there are some good ones. Like, you know, Texas Chainsaw, what year did that come out? Like, I want to say it's like 76 or something like that.
Can you look it up?
I can, but I don't feel like it.
Hey, speaking of looking stuff up, we just got a reply on Twitter. I posted about 6 minutes ago. James apparently has an issue with hashtag France. What's up with that? And user X Jilly BNX said maybe he doesn't like weak countries. So we, you know, as we're speaking, you can check in on the tweets that were going along as we're doing the podcast here once you actually hear the podcast.
That's hilarious. So
it says coming at you from the past.
That's awesome.
Oh, I looked it up. Text Chainsaw was 74, so I was close. I said 76.
That's funny. Hey, you know, just for the record, like, I have nothing wrong with France at all.
I took French class in high school.
I kiss in French.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what worked to Texas Chainsaw's advantage coming out in the 70s was, I think, the sound. The Foley job in that movie is what really makes it kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And part of that might be because the technology back then was so shitty to when you watch it today that, you know, that crazy sound that they play all the time when...
Yeah.
When Leatherface shows up.
But there's a lot of things that went into Texas Chainsaw Massacre that just...
I mean, people came...
just made it.
People came out of that theater throwing up, so... Nobody had ever seen anything like that before.
Like, when they shot that in Texas, it was, like, literally, like, 110 degrees. All the clothes that they had on, they wore throughout that entire shoot. They never changed. So imagine that smell.
Yeah.
And then they were in that house doing all that shooting. Like, there was no air. They had all the windows closed. So it was 110 outside.
All a bunch of animal guts and shit everywhere.
And then it was, God knows what, 130. You're doing all these takes, and people have this hammer trying to fucking hit you in the head. You would go nuts during that shit.
Yeah, it'd probably be a pretty tough shoot.
Toby Hooper has a lot of stories about what happened during that. He's like, I'm surprised nobody got killed.
Oh, man.
But I like how people still ask if that's based on a true story.
Well, it's a compilation of a lot of American serial killers, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
it's based off Ed Gein.
Loosely based on Ed Gein.
Yeah, from Wisconsin with the whole, like, you know, wearing a suit of flesh and shit like that. But Toby Hooper got the original idea. He was at a Montgomery Ward's in Christmas time, and he was standing this long-ass line, and I think there was kids crying next to him and all this shit, and he was freaking out. And he was like, how could I get through this crowd right now? And he was looking around, and he was right by where all the chainsaws were. And he was like, if I had a chainsaw and I started it up right now and I ran through the crowd, he's like, everybody would get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's
true.
Kind of how he came up with the idea of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And in
some. Anyway, let me get back to the VHS a little bit. Pretty much all the video stores we have left is Blockbuster, and those are kind of
the only video stores falling down. They're like red boxes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what everything's going to. I mean, even before, because I remember before Blockbuster even really got big, you know, we had all the mom and pop shops, and back then you had to pay for your memberships.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to pay, you know, a monthly fee or whatever, and some of them were pretty pricey.
Yeah, but it was a whole experience going to the stores like that. You could be able to go in there, talk with the guy about the movies and shit like that. Like, it was a more personal experience back then.
Yeah, and, I mean, it was just so cool. Like, families would go to the video store every weekend. And, you know,
it was a ritual, like, every Saturday you go in there.
Yeah, or my stepdad would come home with a bunch of, you know, beige blank
cases. I was like the candy that they had up front. Remember all the candy they used to have?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they still have that.
Not anymore.
You go to Family Video or Blockbuster, they have candy.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
When have I been in a video store?
I don't
James,
know.
James, you used to work at Family Video, remember?
Oh, shit. I remember that.
That's an interesting story. That's a hey, that's a video store story. Why don't you tell it?
It's one time I worked at a Family Video for like a week.
Yeah, but you told your dad you didn't.
And
work
I worked at a Family Video for a week. Is what I did.
You told your
dad. I worked at a Family Video for a week.
Hey, statute of limitations, man. It's okay to talk about now.
Yeah, your dad's not gonna listen to this, is he?
All right. Okay. For the record, this really did happen, and, like, you can't make this up. Alright. So, I was just, like, out of school, I was looking for a job, and there wasn't anything, and I was still living home, and my dad was like, I can't go to fucking Texas. And I was like, yeah, you gotta get a job, you know, like, real soon, so I was like, yeah, okay. So I lied and said I worked at Family Video. And,
your truck well,
I didn't work at Family Video. But one day I was out, I was hanging out with Chad, and my dad called me and said, what are you doing? I was like, I'm at work. What are you doing? And, he was like, oh, I forget the story. But the bottom line is I didn't have a car, and I told him I was at work, and he was like, well, I'm gonna come pick you up. And I was like, well, what the fuck? How am I gonna get to Family Video, and then my dad's gonna pick me up and think that I'm working there?
Oh, man.
So, I think it was Jake that dropped me off at Family Video. And I ran in there, like, 10 minutes before my dad was there. My dad walked in, and I walked up to some random lady, and I was like, that's a really good selection, man. I really enjoy comedies from that period. If you enjoy Steve Martin movies, we should also check this out.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, we gotta go. And I made up some name. I was like, see you, Ben.
Oh, that's classic.
True story.
It is a true story. Can't make that up. So any you got any final thoughts on the video stores in the '80s?
I miss that.
Yeah, I mean it's very, very nostalgic for that time period, but you know.
Just think of some lucky bastard who was working there, got all those theatrical posters for free, and now in life.
Well, my wife worked at Family Video for real for a couple of years, and I would always get all the posters and stuff after. They weren't hanging up anymore. I mean, I got a closet full of them.
Get, like,
no, they didn't have very many horror ones. I got a couple, but most of them are like...
You got like Elf.
Dodgeball. But yeah, I saw them in the garage sale. I saw them in the garage sale for like $1 a piece, and they go, let's go. But any final thoughts, Brandon?
No, I'm just tweeting about James working in Family Video right now.
God damn it.
Oh.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Can't do that,
right? Nowadays, you know, we got
digital downloads.
Yeah. I mean, just look at my DVD collection. It's kind of stupid, really. That's what I'm afraid of, is everything going to just like...
But I want to have it, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I want VHS tapes. I want posters. I want the whole thing. I want to be able to hold it and see it.
Yeah, I need the physical...
I don't want it on some flash drive.
Yeah, I need the physical media. It just makes me feel better. Sometimes I just come in here and stare at my movies. Like I don't watch them all. I just kind of look at them.
There's a lot of stuff you haven't watched, though.
I've seen everything that I own.
Have you watched every Punky Brewster season you had?
That's my wife's. I have watched every season of MacGyver. But, alright. So, winding down our discussion on, movie stores in the 80s, now we get to our picks, our Netflix picks. Netflix?
We're going with Netflix picks. That's what it is on the website right now.
Oh, is it Netflix picks?
Netflix picks.
Pixflix.
Pixflix.
Yeah, you know, we're still...
I'm glad somebody got that.
How many beers are you in, man?
A couple.
I was hoping to avoid it. We, you know, we're still trying to get our feet getting our feet wet on this whole podcast thing. This is only podcast number 3. And if by chance you're confused by looking at the website, podcast number 1 has not been uploaded yet.
We recorded that one live on location. Do you have the file for that one yet?
No, not yet. Okay. It's on.
We were so trash.
Yeah, that was a very late night.
You know, if we do release it, we're going to have to leave out a lot of stuff that I said.
We'll let it go. It's on a buddy of ours' phone, which we recorded it on, so we have to get the file from him.
So many friends.
You're not friends with any of the people you trashed anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're still working out the kinks here and trying to figure out exactly what we want to do.
But whatever you want to hear or whatever you want to suggest, you can write us at chad@40ounces4.com or james@40ounces4.com.
Or just straight up contact@40ounces4.
Yeah. Or check us out on our Facebook fan page, 40 Ounces of 4. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out and like us.
Yeah, we need likes, and follow us at Twitter, 40 Ounces of Horror. That is OZ, not ounces spelled out. F0OZ.
That'd be a lot of
horror. Words for... Yeah, well, you know.
You can also go right to our website and, you know, get links.
Yeah.
Follow our feed and subscribe to the podcast right from 40ounces4.com.
Yeah, we got the news feed. We got the podcast feed. We try to put a little bit of news up on the website.
Well, actually, you can like our Facebook page through our website.
Yeah.
Just go to the website, 40ounces4.com. You can check out.
Find all the links.
And, you know, let us know what kind of beers you want us to be drinking, too. I'll drink anything. As long as it's not gasoline and it won't make me go blind, I'll try it.
If you want to, you can send us beers, too.
That's right.
Yeah. If it's regional or something we can't get our hands on, we'll try it.
Send us an email.
Even if it's, like, homemade and we get nickel poisoned.
Advertise a lot about horror and beer, but we mostly talk horror.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how the whole podcast came about. You know, when we're at conventions, you know, and you're bullshitting with, you know, horror fans, you're always drinking beer, you're always bullshitting about movies, but you have such a great time doing it.
Yeah, so we'll try to get, you know, if we drink some random beers or whatever, we'll try to talk about that a little bit, but it's mostly going to be horror. We mentioned Facebook, we mentioned Twitter, we mentioned the website, the RSS feeds, the podcast feed. Oh, what I was saying, we're going to have a little bit of news and stuff on the website, but just, there's so many horror news websites. It's just going to be stuff, you know, bits of information that we find interesting, you know.
The biggest thing with our site, we want to interact with you guys, the listeners. So when you come to our site, don't expect to know, like, top of the news and shit like that, or the latest breaking shit. Come here to, like, check us out, stuff that we think is cool, stuff that we think you guys should know about. And most of all, tell us about stuff. Email us, let us know what you think we should talk about.
Exactly. Or
you can even contact us on Skype.
Or if there's a topic that may be a discussion amongst you and your friends, or, you know, maybe it's...
Yeah, if you have an argument between you and your friends, you need somebody to
weigh in.
To give you an answer. We'll give you a definite answer.
Well, let's be honest, guys. It's no secret that, you know, when it comes to horror fans, the fans know what's best for the genre.
Exactly. And we,
it's not the suits sitting in the movie studios. It's the fans out there. So
we touched on that last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely. So we want to know what you want us to talk about. Any topics? Or if you just have any comments or questions, you know, email us, and we'll get it on the podcast, and we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll slowly shape this into something you really enjoy.
Yeah, we're still, you know...
If you don't fucking print.
Yeah, slowly getting it to not suck. But, okay, what, we're at about 40 minutes here. What kind of stuff you recommending this week for Netflix queue for Instant Watch?
For Instant Watch. Make it sound like an Amber Alert.
Watch. Instant Watch.
What are you gonna do for the Instant Watch?
Live in the sky. All right. Anyway, go ahead. Give me something.
Stuff I've watched on the Instant.
What should we watch?
Well, I mentioned this before, and I posted this on the website, Toby Hooper's The Funhouse. It is a great little flick. The opening kind of gets you, and you're like, really? I think I've fucking seen this before. But sit through it, and you'll really enjoy it. And if you don't, let me know. Tell me I'm full of shit.
Yeah, I have not. I haven't watched that yet.
My second pick, I'm picking a classic, To the Daughter of Devil. It's got Christopher Lee in it, of course, and it's kind of a British Hammer horror film. It's not really Hammer horror, but it's like a Hammer horror-esque.
I haven't seen either of those films.
You'll enjoy them if you watch
them. I'll have to check them out. Brandon, you got any recommendations?
Yeah, actually, a movie that we talked about a little while ago, and me and James were talking about it the other day, that this sequel is probably better than the first one, Phantasm 2. And I do remember watching that at Chad's late one night, I don't know, it was the mid-90s or something, and I was like, damn, this is a fucking cool movie.
Yeah, we were in, like, middle school, I think. We'll spend the night at my place.
Everything about that movie is awesome.
Yeah, and on a, you know, just to add on to
what
that.
What type of Barracuda did they drive in that movie?
I think it was a 71 Barracuda. It's badass. That was one of the first things I was like, damn, that's a cool car.
With a pistol grip gear shift and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. To add on to what that a little bit is, all four Phantasms are on Instant Watch right now.
Really?
Yes. So.
Which is the one that talks about the tall man's past? Is that the fourth one?
That's Oblivion, number four. But, so if you feel like getting into a whole franchise, definitely Phantasm 2 is definitely a great movie, but,
You know what sucks about Phantasm, it doesn't suck about Phantasm 2, but when they released the DVD last year, it's bare bones DVD, there's no extras
to it. Yeah, I think that's been a big complaint amongst horror fans about that, but,
Well, here's a little known fact about Phantasm 2. Originally when they finished the movie, it had an X rating.
Really?
It had 35 extra minutes of gore.
Really?
35
Well, hopefully they get around to releasing a Blu-ray or something someday.
That'd be amazing.
I don't
even know where you can fit 35 minutes of gore.
I definitely want to see that. You got anything else, Brent?
Yeah, my other movie that I'm recommending right now that I always recommend is a cult classic among horror fans, not necessarily scary, but The Lost Boys. I fucking love that movie.
The Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
I love that movie.
Going straight up...
Straight up awesome.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I just like the classic stuff. I'm not in the, you know, I'm not as schooled as James is. James used to work at Family Video. He knows all about movies.
You'd be surprised if you can learn in 1 week at Family Video.
No, Lost Boys is one of my favorite all time.
For the longest time, I went in my hair like Kiefer Sutherland's in that movie.
I mean, Kiefer. You got Kiefer, a.k.a. Jack Bauer. You got the Coreys. I fucking love the Coreys.
Alex Winter.
You got Ted.
Tom G. Mack.
He's Bill, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Bill S. Preston. Yeah. Esquire.
Who's the chick? What's her name?
Oh, what is her name?
Was she in that?
She's in that show.
Hang on a second, dude.
You know, that
Hey, Sarah, what's the chick from Lost Boys? What's the girl's name in The Lost Boys?
You know that girl from that movie, the one time we saw it?
Yell loud, I can't hear you.
She's in that show.
Katie who? Jamie Gertz.
That's Jamie Gertz.
Jamie Gertz.
Yeah, that made for some titillating listening.
Yes.
Jamie Gertz.
Apologize, I had to ask with my fact checker.
I wish we kind of had a fact checker last week, or the last podcast we did.
Are you guys just spitting out lies?
No, I went back and...
Every time Chad says something, he goes, no.
I went back and listened to it, and we just... For some reason, we did the top 20 movies of the last 10 years.
It was really impromptu.
And we kept switching.
It was like, what are we going to talk about?
No, listen.
Top 20 movies.
No, the subject was the top 20 movies of the last 10 years, and somewhere along the line, we kept thinking that it was the top 10 movies of the last 20 years. So at the end of it, I was like, Scream should be in this.
Yeah.
And Scream was made 20 years ago. So, yeah, Scream should not be in the last 10 years. But
Scream was made 20 years ago?
What year? No, can't be that. What year did that come out? 90? It didn't come that early. It was at least 15 years ago, though.
Holy shit.
That's stupid. That makes me feel really fucking
96. So, yeah, so 15 years ago.
I was like 15 then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not to give away my injury.
But,
any other lies that you guys need to spill from last episode? Retractions. I think somewhere in there, Chad said that Jaws the Revenge was the best one. If that's the podcast I was listening to.
I think he slips that into every podcast.
No, I did not say that.
He's like, remember the time I watched Jaws the Revenge? It was awesome.
Oh,
no. It came on right after Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse and Jaws are a Vince double feature.
Beat ass double feature.
I think I have that DVD.
Beat ass double feature. Roadhouse followed by Jaws are a Vince. Dalton fighting Jaws.
Sweet ass DVD collection. No, I can't think of anything else from last time that I need to fix, but okay. Oh, yeah. Anything else, Brandon, about Lost Boys?
Are you gonna make Jaws Revenge in Netflix?
No.
I think Jaws Revenge is available.
Jaws 3 is on the Institute.
Jaws 3, which isn't in 3D anymore, but it's Jaws Revenge, I believe, are both on Netflix Institute right now.
Yeah, yeah. Also, speaking of Lost Boys, the two sequels are on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I actually dug the third one.
The third one I liked. The second one was shit. but the only saving grace of the second one had, you know, Haim was at the very end, but which I liked. But the third one I actually enjoyed since both the Frog Brothers were in it.
Yeah.
And it referenced a lot of the first one, and then it kept showing flashbacks from first movie. I really liked it. I miss Haim.
I'm waiting for you to say Jaws 3 is your pick.
No, Jaws 3 is not my pick. Actually, I got a couple interesting picks.
We only get two.
I can get however many I want to get, but...
I'll let you put Jaws 3 in there.
No. My first one is a movie called Blood Creek. I just happened to stumble across it on Netflix, and it is directed by Joel Schumacher, who did The Lost Boys, and Flatliners, which is another great movie. I'll just read what it's about here. A man and his brother, on a mission of revenge, become trapped in a harrowing occult experiment dating back to the Third Reich. So,
it's kind of, let me break it down for you. It's kind of like, it starts off pretty cool, and then it's like, this zombie-esque Nazi guy comes out, and they're like in this house, but has ruined. I'm ruining the movie, but it's really good.
It, well, it's called, you know, it... It's a supernatural Nazi occult film.
But that main guy that's in it,
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he was Dracula in Blade 3.
That I don't know. You're talking about Fassbender? He was in Inglourious Basterds, and he's actually playing Magneto in the new X-Men coming out.
No, talking about the other guy.
Which guy? Oh, you're talking about the prison?
Blade 3, yeah.
Prison Break guy?
Yeah.
He's also in The Grave Dancers. Yeah, I like that movie. But no, what I liked about Blood Creek was how fast-paced it was.
It
just starts off and it's just bam, bam, bam till the end. And not much character development that way, but it did it in a way that it didn't matter.
It's definitely a good put in, like.
Yeah, I like finding hidden independent movies that you wouldn't want to usually watch, you know, heard of.
See, you tell people that, like, look, I have to sit through 9 hours of crap to find a good movie. Well, you do find a good movie.
Yeah, that's what happened with Triangle. Remember that? You told me to watch Triangle. I thought that movie blew my friggin' mind. I loved it.
Like, you need to watch this shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was an excellent movie. But, yeah, check out...
Is Triangle still on the Instagram?
I'm not sure.
If you're out there, look up Triangle on Netflix. Instagram.
There's a couple different movies called Triangle, but this one is has a chick on the front, I think maybe...
You know, it's that one where he's got that chick in that place.
It's got a chick and a boat, I think. But yeah, it's called Triangle. But Blood Creek, yeah, I really enjoyed it for what it was because I wasn't expecting much going into it. And it was actually a pretty decent watch.
That was funny when that horse came in the room.
Like the zombie horse, yeah. It has a zombie horse in it. And another pick I got here is one we've all seen is Repo, the Genetic Opera.
There you go.
Yeah. One of my favorites. Like, if you like, it's a musical, it's a rock opera, but I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
If this was Euchre, you're going alone right now.
Really? Really? You did not like Repo?
I did not like
it. Why? What did you not like about it?
I did not like it. What? I'm not a fan of music.
Oh, well, then you can't, you're biased because you're not a fan of it. All right. I thought the music was fantastic in it.
I don't like music.
Alexa Vega, starring Alexa Vega, I thought she was really good in it. Bill Moseley.
Who was the chick that was, like, the main opera singer that was blind?
Oh, what is her name?
Isn't she a real opera singer?
Yeah, she's a real opera singer. I cannot remember her name. But yeah, she's good. I mean, the soundtrack I thought was fantastic. It's very interesting. I mean, if you like Rocky Horror and stuff like that.
That's a good way to put it. It's very much in, like, Rocky Horror-esque type.
It's Rocky Horror meets...
meets Rocky Horror.
No, I'm trying to think of something, like, because it's much more gory.
It's Rocky Horror meets Blade Runner.
Meets Jaws the Revenge.
What do you think about it, Brandon? You saw it, didn't you?
Meets Jaws.
Yeah, I watched it at your house. I was kind of indifferent about the movie. Like, I totally get why you liked it. I didn't like it nearly as much as I like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
I don't know. I would honestly recommend the movie. People need to see it.
Yeah, it's also another one of those movies where you kind of see it a couple times and it really sets in. And I saw it in the theater, and it's like one of those whole like Rocky Horror shows where people do, you know, take things and throw things and dance in the aisles. So it's an interesting crowd when you can see it in the theater.
Yeah, but I didn't know that when we both didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that either.
Didn't that one like. Lesbian chick offering cookies.
Yeah, she wasn't lesbian. She was just fat.
Yeah.
No, she was a chick next to me.
Seriously, lady from Throw Mama from the Train came over and asked Chad, like, want some cookies?
Yeah, puree! She wouldn't leave me alone about the damn cookies. I didn't want her cookies.
Thanks, ma'am. Pepsi.
But yeah, I really enjoy... it's one of those movies you have to check out just to check out and see what you think, you know. In any of these movies, if you do end up watching them, you know, email us or whatnot and let us know what you think. You know, tell us if we're full of shit or not.
You can tell Chad is full of shit. You get my people.
You get on my damn nerves. I cannot wait till we have a podcast about the Saw because I'm going to rip you an asshole.
It's going to be the greatest podcast of all time.
We'll have to wait till the next one comes
out. You're going to hear microphones dropping.
James is going to have to go to the hospital and get Chad's boom. From his ass.
All right. Anyway, any last thoughts, people? Blah blah blah. Another beer.
I got something for you guys that I found out during the course of this podcast.
What's
that? I did not know.
What's that?
The Phantasm franchise has its own website. Phantasm.com. So go check it out. I'll put that up on Twitter right now. I don't know if it's an official website or if it's.
I think you did it with Friday the 13th too.
Yeah, don't most movies have websites?
Well, I mean, when did the last Friends or the last movie come out?
Phantasm 4?
The last.
Like, the before, last the was,
before the internet. Before the internet.
The last two just went straight to video.
Yeah, I can't remember when Phantasm 4 came out.
So, I mean, unless they have, like, an AOL hometown thing.
Phantasm 4 came out in 1998.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe that's not that impressive. Fuck my life.
What are you going to say, James?
What did I say?
Goodbye?
No. Oh, yeah, like, video on demand has totally replaced that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really interesting. Like, a lot of these independent movies, you know...
Video store.
What is Brandon doing?
Brandon fighting a robot right now?
All right, we both...
You guys get some weird sounds in there.
Yeah, well, all right, that's our end for the evening. Yeah. All right, and from the 40 Ounce of Horror podcast, named Britt, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, website. Anything else you can think of, RC, let us know what you think, Ellis, and we are out.
Guys, see you guys.
See you.
way you do it. You play the guitar on the end.